Whether you're playing or coaching a doubleheader or you're a fan in the stands, I don't need to tell you that we're sweating through yet another hot summer. And whether you're playing or watching, hydration is key. Liquid IV is extraordinary hydration for physical endurance, mental clarity, and overall well-being. A single stick of Liquid IV delivers better hydration than water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients. I love to hop on my bike and ride at the end of a workday. Before I do, I tear open a stick of Liquid IV, add it to my water bottle, and stir it up. It's that easy. 15 seconds, and you've unlocked better hydration. I'm currently partial to the sugar-free white peach, but there's a flavor for you, whether it's strawberry lemonade, raspberry melon, lemon lime, and it's easy. The sticks fit in your pocket. You can add flavor, electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients wherever you go. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code BA2022, that's BA2022, at checkout. That's 20% off of your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code BA2022 at liquidiv.com.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
Time to go over one of the top players in college baseball this season, Jack Caglione. It's draft prospect profile time. Scotty Brong along with Baseball America's J.J. Cooper and Carlos Collazo. So, Carlos, give us the goods on Jack Cags and how much of an impact he made in the college game, and will it translate to Major League Baseball?
Yeah, one of the most impactful players in college baseball over the last 3 years. I think he's one of the most impressive two-way players we've seen in several years. In terms of pure talent, I don't think there are many players in this draft class that can really stack up with him. He's got probably the best raw power of any hitter in the class, and he can also throw into the upper 90s from the left side, was a consistent Sunday starter for Florida. The two-way element is fun. I think ultimately the upside is just so much greater as a hitter that as soon as he's in pro ball, he's probably going to start focusing on hitting sooner rather than later. He made some really impressive adjustments this spring in terms of just his contact rate overall. The walk rate jumped significantly. The strikeout rate was cut. I think those are big improvements for him as a hitter. But in terms of upside potential, you could really make a case that Jack has maybe the best upside in this entire draft class. He's immensely physical. He led the league in homers a year ago when he was on the same team as Wyatt Langford, who's already in the big leagues. So it's just a lot of power to get excited about.
I think you hit on it, that the two-way, the fact that he's been such a good two-way player in college really does stand out. It also kind of does jump out from a standpoint of, hey, maybe there's even a little bit more. He made massive improvements at the plate this year, his contact rate, things like that. But he's been bouncing back and forth between two very important and very different jobs. It's going to be fascinating to see if he does focus on hitting full time. Kind of, is there even a little bit more to be unlocked there? But Carlos, I guess the thing that jumps out more than anything is can you remember a guy in a draft class who had more raw power, had more just bat to ball, the ball is obliterated kind of collisions, home runs as Jack does? Like, we've seen EVs. Now, again, it's a different bat. We all acknowledge that. But we've seen EVs that Giancarlo Stanton would raise an eyebrow, or Shohei Ohtani. He's done that pretty consistently the last 2 years. That's the thing that really kind of jumps out for Jack more than anything.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there really isn't a hitter I can think of that I would at least have the confidence to say the exit velocities and the top end raw power is equivalent. I mean, there have been some high school players who get big, like future raw power grades, but in terms of doing it right now and seeing it in college stadiums against SEC pitching, which is also a key to this, like, he has produced against the best competition in college baseball for multiple years. We have a 70 grade power projection on his in-game power production. I think there's no question that he's going to have, or already does have, 80 grade raw power. And yeah, I do think, to your point, like when he's able to just focus on hitting, some of these changes that you've seen him make, some of these adjustments that he's made this spring, could just start happening more rapidly. He's a pretty impressive athlete. The one question with his offensive profile is the chase rate. He's an aggressive swinger. He's a free swinger. It's worked out perfectly fine for him in college against pro pitching. That maybe is going to become like an element of his game that he's going to have to focus on more frequently. And maybe in like an anti-Paul Skeens situation, when Skeens dropped the bat, he took a huge step forward as a pitcher. Maybe the same can happen with Jack when he stops pitching every week and then focuses just on the hitting.
I do hate to say it, like I'm not trying to poke holes, but one thing about Jack, and you look at his on-base percentage, you go, wow. Mm-hmm. And then you do have to realize like a lot of those, he didn't even have to look at a pitch because Jack is so feared. You saw this in Omaha. Jack's so feared that a lot of times the opposing dugout, the coach would look at him and go, nope, you just jogged to first because we're going to try anyone else. We are not going to let you beat us. And so he set, we don't know because they're really having, the NCAA hasn't kept intentional walk records, but we do know he has as many intentional walks as we can find for basically anybody. The other thing you said, 70 power, I think it's worth explaining. The reason it's 70, I mean, it sounds crazy. It's 70. That's incredibly lofty. But Carlos, the reason it's 70 is the contact concern, right? If you were talking about, if we had more confidence on the pure bat to ball skills, it's 80 power, right? Like it's not even a question. Yeah. Like if Jack hits 260, which I don't know if he will, but if he's hitting 260 as a pro, he's easily getting the 30, 35 homers, you would imagine, just because that's the kind of power we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's definitely a case of like knowing the difference between the raw power grade and the in-game power projection. I think this is maybe a separator for him and a guy like Charlie Condon. Is Caglione probably has more raw power. I think Condon has like better pure hitting ability right now, and that might be the biggest difference. But he does have the sort of power where even if he's not like the best pure hitter in baseball or even an above average pure hitter, he has the power to potentially lead the league in homers. And I think a Pete Alonso comparison is a fun one for Jack Caglione because they both attended the same Plant High School in Florida. They both attended Florida University, and they both have this first base power over hit profile. Although Jack is left and 6'5", 217 pounds, and has the pitching element. But that's kind of a cool link between him and one of baseball's premier sluggers.
So that's the one other thing you just hit on a little bit. Are we talking first base only? Are we talking first base left field? Maybe if someone wants to get a little bit, adventurous with it, what is his first base DH? Like I can't help but think of, I'll give Pete Alonso credit. When Pete Alonso, who speaking of, Florida Gators coming with big power coming out of college, question at the time was Alonso even going to be able to play first base? And Pete Alonso's done that for a long time. But can Jack go a step beyond that and go to the outfield, or is this a first base only profile?
I guess never say never, but I would imagine he is probably very likely to be a first baseman. I think it's a case where you probably just put him at first, a position where he's comfortable, where he doesn't have to learn kind of an entirely new defensive just skill set. You let him play there. He's a big target. I don't know if he'll be a plus defender at first base. You're not drafting him to be a plus defender at first base. You're drafting him because he has monstrous power. So I think you put him at first base where he's a big target, where the below average or fringy speed is not going to be really a problem at all. And you just let him go out and mash. So anyone who drafts him probably is thinking that long term, he's going to be a first baseman who potentially has a chance to lead the league in homers. The corner outfield would be interesting if that does happen. He is a good athlete, but I wouldn't bank on that or expect that.
Do you know how many 80 grade power or how much 80 grade power you guys hand out to draft prospects in recent history? Can you come up with any names? JJ's shaking his head, and you're the historian here.
I don't know if we ended up putting this on him, but Spencer Torkelson at the time, I was like, if you're going to put 80 grade power on anyone, Spencer Torkelson, just with the frequency of his power in college, that would have been the one. And I remember when I initially kind of asked JJ about those grades, he was like, those are like really lofty grades. So I don't even remember if we wound up putting it on him, but
I think we ended up 7. And again, that, and Spencer is kind of like a cautionary tale of this, because Spencer Torkelson, again, the pandemic year kind of ruined it, but he was on pace to break, he broke Barry Bonds home run records in college. Like, this is a guy who basically hit everything out in college, and he's had trouble translating that in pro ball. That is the concern with all this. When we talk about first base, especially first base heavy profiles. The part where teams seem to get a little leery about this is that you're banking so much on the player hitting for power and average, because if not, he's first base only, he's probably not going to end up being creating any kind of impact. Now, in Jack's case, there is kind of this, I don't think we'll ever get there, but there is this backup plan, because you are talking about a true two-way player. You're talking about a guy who, if it all fell apart, and I don't expect it will, but as a hitter, this is a guy who could pitch in the big leagues as well. Now, a lot further away to go, but it's a legit arm. We've seen it in the SEC for multiple years. There's, you know, premium arm speed there. Just a lot further, to go, but it's not an all or nothing here, where a lot of times you talk about with first base only guys, where you're like, oh, it's either going to be that, or we'll be, you know, looking at a guy who's not really, you know, in our plans in a couple of years. That's where it gets a little interesting with Jack, because he does have a little bit more versatility than that.
Yeah, it's a good backup plan, but also, you know, I'm always crossing my fingers that we have more two-way players in the sport. And I think I'm in the majority of fans that want to see more two-way players. They also don't have to be Shohei Ohtani. They don't have to be a number one starter and the premier bat, even though obviously that's Jack on the bat side. Like, just to have a guy that can, you know, throw a few innings here and there in high leverage would be awesome. So we'll see. But anyway, anything you need to know about the top prospects in the sport, both draft prospects and, of course, prospects once they're drafted, Baseball America is the spot. And stay here for more draft prospect profiles along the way.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. Oracle.com/bandwidth.